So, Rob, I'll tell you exactly why it's so difficult. Let me make sure I got it, though, because we could be doubling really easy. No, we're not. So the reason that it is so difficult is because when you put a piece of software out there like that, somebody says, hey, this is really nice, but can you just, and then you repeat those words, hey, this is really nice, but can you just, and you repeat that 33,000 times, or 694,000 times, or 1,251,000 times, things start getting complicated, right? So in the beginning, a really nice piece of software starts out at about 3,000, 4,000, 5,000 lines of code. And then you get, this is really nice, but can you just, and now it's up to 25,000 lines of code. And then you get a few more thousand, can you just, and now it's up to 250,000 lines of code, and you've repeated can you just multiple times different ways. All right, and it gets impossible to manage. And that's why it's so difficult, because the more you add to it, the more difficult it's going to be. It's just like cars. Back when there was three in the tree and a clutch and a brake and a dimmer switch and a starter switch, they were easy. But now you got this air conditioning and turn signals and windshield wipers and cruise control, and you got all that stuff on there. It makes it difficult. So it's those little nice things that are nice to have that make them complicated, Rod. Go ahead.
Or PXP. Also, now with programs, they don't worry about the actual QC anymore. They'll just have to put the program out there and let people call back into the help desk to be their troubleshooting in QC. And then the programmers will fix it from there.
That's absolutely true, too. The quality of programming because of time to market. Those two are mutually exclusive. You can't have really high-quality programming and really, really low time to market. You can have one or the other. And guess which one the public wants the most? You still there, Rod?
I said, you better tell us who gets the best. And, you know, HRD, Ham Radio Deluxe, I've used it before. And I signed on for one of those 12-day trial period, whatever you called it, and I've been working with that, and the worst problem I'm having is my computer recognizing the computer the radio. If I put FLDigi in there, it actually reads the radio.
Yeah, FLDigi is before, it's the before, that's what it looks like before there's too many. I mean, it does good, it does a lot. But Ham Radio Deluxe, you know, when the original author of that, when something Brown, his last name's Brown, when he recognized that it was like bloated, super, super bloated, somebody came along and said, well, I can fix that. So he sold it to him, boom, it's gone. Right, and that guy bought it. I don't know. I haven't touched it since then. I quit using it while Simon Brown, that's his name, while the original author was writing it. I quit using it once it got so bloated that it was really, really slow. And I just went out and wrote my own for PSK, just for the one that I used the most, which was super, super fast. That's another thing. To get to market quicker, they use what's called generations of language. Simon Brown's Ham Radio Deluxe is written in Java, which is called a fourth generation programming language. It's four interpreters away from the CPU. And what I used was C and C++, which is three generations from the CPU. And what that means is generations away from the CPU is the CPU understands binary code, zeros and ones. The first step away from that is assembler language. Right, so, but that's really hard to write. It's very complicated, and it's not very human intuitive. And then the second step away from that is something like 3GL, like C++ or Fortran or some of those languages that you don't hear about much anymore. And then the fourth generation language is like Java. Each one of them builds on the previous one. So you know, one of them knows assembler. The one that's the third generation knows its language plus assembler plus the binary code. And the one that's the fourth generation knows its generation plus the third generation plus the second. So it's like having four people lined up and I whisper something in the ear of the third person. They whisper something in the ear of the second person. They whisper something in the ear of the CPU. It takes that long to get to the CPU, which makes it slower and slower and slower. And then when you add more and more functionality on top of a system that is slower and slower and slower, it just gets really bloated. And at some point, you got to throw all that away and start over again. You see why it's like that, Rod?
Yeah, I was just seeing something else. Wanted to jump in there. I kind of went along with you there that we got to about the fourth generation. And I'm sorry, I think I fell off the truck about that point. Anyway, I am so glad. Listen, just praise the Lord, man. We have guys like you and some of these other hams that really know stuff. Because all of us don't know stuff, but we do like to play radio. And, man, look forward to talking with you, okay?
All right. Well, I hate to drag it out like that, but, yeah, I think we all know stuff. There's just different stuff, and it takes all of us to get all the stuff together. Like, I asked my dad one time, do you know everything that's going on inside that TV? And he said, no. He said, but I know pieces of it, and other people know the other pieces of it, and together we can all figure it out. So it's just that's the diversity in all of us is what's very, very valuable. That diversity is, you can't be beat. Anyway, Rod, I'll let you go. Good talking to you this evening. Look forward to seeing you in person in the not-too-distant future. W4WOZ, W4DJW.